sick and tired with Corinne and Cass. Corinne finally listened to me and got me my buzzer.
I bet you everyone's going to be so excited that I got her buzzer, by the way.
Because we're going to...
Or I'm going to wind up jumping into traffic after this episode.
Because the last buzzer Corinne got me, it was like a yacht horn. And I'm like, what am I going to do with that? First things first. First order of business.
I thought you said yacht whore. First...
They probably made good money.
100%. Opportunity missed. Yeah, well.
1-800-YACHT-WHORES.
Okay. 1-800-YACHT-WHORE.
First order of business, my Botox has settled. It's officially 2 weeks. I can't move my forehead. See? Great. And my frown lines are gone in my eyes. See? Okay. So that's number one. That's number great. Two, how was your week?
It was sweet. What are we in? So my weekend was crazy busy again.
Well, yeah, but... Like, how was your week? How was your week? Like, yeah, including the weekend.
It was busy. We did the giveaway.
Oh.
We did a giveaway ride.
Did we? Yes. Who was it? It was, we had Steph, Kiara, and Betty.
Betty.
Oh, wow. And her amazing sister.
They were Carla.
Carla.
With a K.
Carla with a K.
Carla with a K.
Veterinarian.
Loved her. Loved both of them.
Yeah.
Betty had me in tears.
She
literally had me in tears during her story. I just thought that, like, she really, what she's been through. Well, yes. You'll hear it all on the.
She's the reason why you do this.
Literally, I had chills. It was just amazing. Like, I literally loved her. Like, everyone was like, come work here.
Yeah. She no, she amazing. Could totally work
I
here.
I loved her.
Good loved energy. Her sister, good energy. Even when they were FaceTimed her family at one point, and they were just... You could tell they were amazing people.
They really were. Came all the way from Miami.
Yes.
So that was amazing. Like, you traveled all the way here. So, I mean, people are coming. To see little old us. I have to tell you, most of our submissions are from out of state.
Well,
we're out of the country. We have a Canadian.
Yes.
Eh?
A boot.
A boot.
Come on down.
Did you say boot?
A boot. Like a boot. A boot. Tell me about it. Now she will never come here.
She's never coming here.
Fuck these Americans.
We're going to have to take that button from you.
No, I'm obsessed with it. Thank you so much for doing that for me.
You're welcome.
Let's play a game next time. I'm going to have a game. Okay. I want to talk about something.
I may have a game for you this time, but continue.
Okay, we'll do that. Something insane that came up. And I was like, oh my God, we have to talk about it on the podcast. So one of my friends from high school was just invited to like her husband's relative's bridal shower over the weekend.
Oh.
And it was like an over-the-top outrageous bridal shower. I thought it was fabulous, but like whatever. That's besides the point.
I love a good over the top.
I love a good over the top everything. It was a bridal shower, not a wedding. It was a bridal shower. So she got her like, I don't know, like she wanted like this KitchenAid mixer, but however, she also sent us the link to her registry. Which brings up a great topic of discussion. You know what she had registered?
What was it?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A Peloton.
I have deep emotions right now. I'm not gonna lie.
It was a Peloton. It was a carrier for her dog.
Oh.
A dog stroller.
That's weird. A dog stroller.
Whatever happened to a toaster or a Dyson?
But even a Dyson is like $600.
Yes, but like it's a staple. We need the Dyson.
Yeah, and
so,
like, I feel like two people, three people could pitch in for that. A Peloton.
Also, she also pointed out the fact that they've lived together for 4 years.
Mm.
So, number one, why are they registering for all this stuff? And there was other more like very unhinged add-ons. That's what we'll call them. Because like, listen, at the end of the day, yes, a toaster, a mixer.
Like you have most of those things.
No, but like, you know, like typical registry stuff, right?
Okay.
Back in the, and I remember telling my mom's like, you got to be kidding me. My mom's like, you know, bridal showers were for back in the day when like you didn't move out until you were married.
Right.
And it was literally a jump start for your home to like start building a home and a house for everything.
Exactly.
My mom said that at her bridal shower, she literally she got the same iron like four times because there was no registries.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
That's right.
So there's no registries. So then me.
So it was basically just free for
it was just like a
buy
fuck
whatever
it.
You
like,
feel
get, like. Like whatever the fuck you want. So I wonder, you always ever think, like you know, our grandmas both have passed. Remember when they were so similar, they had the same dresses on for our weddings and stuff?
Yeah, they had both wore the same dress to our weddings.
I wonder what they would think about these days, seeing all these showers and, like, kind of overindulgence and all this crazy stuff that people are adding on. Like, have you noticed that lately? Like, you're seeing the most insane stuff on there. Like, why are you registering for that? Get it with your own money. You know what I mean?
I mean, a Peloton, to me, that's excessive. Honestly, the dog stroller is excessive. Why are you asking for a dog stroller?
You're basically just asking for, like, free hit. Like, you want gifts. Like, which is fine, because that's what a bridal shower is all about. But
a dog stroller?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh my God, I hope she doesn't watch this at all. I'm talking about you if you are. It was just, like, really weird. So, like, I don't know. Our guests being forced to, like, overspend now at this point.
I feel like, okay, so when someone sends me a registry, I immediately get like, okay, like I want to get something good. I hate when like you don't get to the registry until the end, or I forget and I'm like, oh my God, now all that's left is like a serving spoon, a platter,
a dish towel.
And then I'm like, oh God, like, and then I obviously just give people a gift card. But I do get a little like anxiety because I'm like, okay, like I want to get them something nice. But I have to say, a couple times, I feel like with the registry, I overspent. Like, I was like, okay, I didn't need to buy them this $300 thing. Right. But I felt like, okay, well, I don't know anyone. Yeah. So now, like, I kind of feel like I'm, like, I don't want to get anything. And I don't want to get her something cheap, like a dish towel for $50.
Right.
But, like, what?
Well, you just said a dish towel for $50. But $50 to some people, that's, like, $50, I feel like if you're just, like, not a best friend or family or in the wedding party, $50 is really, like, that's okay to spend. I feel like that's decent.
My thought process is I'm getting you – okay, so let's say there's a set of dish towels and it's $50. And I'm like, I don't really know them. Like, let's say, like, my husband is friends with them. Did you just drop
on my white fucking shirt. On my white motherfucking shirt.
OMG.
Go ahead. Dish towels.
My God. So, okay. So I want to get something. Let's say it's, like, a friend of my husband and I was invited to the shower. Right. So now I'm like, okay, I don't want to spend $300.
Yeah.
But I want to get something. I would not want to be the person that's handing them a dish towel for $50. Even though it's something that they asked for.
And it's $50 for like an acquaintance. It's like, okay.
That to me, okay, fine. $50. That's acceptable. Yeah. But like.
In
the form of a dish towel. No.
Who the fuck is registering for $50? They better be made from the finest.
The finest.
The finest.
Silk in the left.
Silk of Egypt. Ew.
I want, what's the cotton? Egyptian cotton.
I want someone from Egypt to walk in.
I want like an old grandmother, great grandmother in the back corner, like crocheting.
With her teeth. All right. Gianna just looked like disgust. Gianna's disgusted with me. I can't even breathe.
That's funny. Well, that's for $50 for a dish towel. That's what I
expect. I know. I get it. I give people so much credit for like putting together like baskets of small stuff. Like I give that all the credit because I'm too lazy to do that shit.
Like I've made baskets.
See,
before.
I can't. Like we just but had. I have no time for that shit.
Okay, can I just say something? When you put the basket together, I've done this too. Oh, I'll make a basket. Then I go on the registry. I start buying all these little things. Yeah. Now I'm up to like $200 something, and there's barely anything going in the basket because the serving spoon was $76. No. Get out of here.
Baskets are more expensive.
I love gift. I'm giving you a gift card.
Yeah. No, I love a gift card for Scarlett's birthday. Everyone's like, what do you want? I'm like a Target gift card so I could take this bitch to Target on a random Wednesday. Like, what do you want?
I know that you wanted to talk about this, but I really need to say this about the cash.
Oh, yes. Talk about that.
So, you know, like on Zola, they have a spot where you can like give money. I know you don't
agree
with
that. No, I
think
it's tacky.
But here's, okay, let me explain to you my side of it and then you can explain to me your side. Sure. Okay, so my side is
wrong. Wrong. I go.
Okay, my side, when I got married, it was 2019. Me and Paul have been together for 176 years.
You have everything you need. You have like nine posters.
I have everything I
need. And a child.
Right.
What else do you fucking need?
Like, so I was like, listen, what do I do for my registry? Because I was having a shower. I never had a shower. Like, I wasn't engaged. You know what I mean? Like, we just didn't have that before. So, okay. So, now I'm having a shower. What do I put? I don't really need anything. So, I put, like, some cute little things. They had, like, vases, towel, like, a couple of things on my registry. There were some pictures that I wanted for my wall. Like, more, like, home decor. Because I had all the other stuff. Right. But they had had on Zola, like, spots where you, like, you could donate to like their honeymoon, or you could donate to or you could give a gift. I shouldn't say donate. You're giving a gift to, let's say, like, I don't know, like a excursions. What do they call them? Like date night things. Yes. I did
fine.
I didn't really know where we were going to go on our honeymoon. I knew we were going on the cruise, but we were doing all these home renovations. So I had one for us, like, set up that they could do it, give a gift towards us redoing the extension upstairs, like a bedroom renovation. I know you hate it, but like, what if you have everything and people, like,
well, then why have a shower?
Yeah, but why shouldn't you have a shower?
But I feel like the purpose,
because why have a fucking wedding then?
Because I feel like the purpose of a bridal shower is like to start you up. Then why? Then just don't even do gifts. Just like come have cocktails and celebrate the bride to be.
But this isn't 1976.
No, I understand. But
it's 2025, and most people live together already.
Again, it's like the modern. Like, are people just asking for too much? Here's the thing: you're gonna get cash from them for your wedding. Use that as your home renovations. When's enough enough?
But. Okay, I understand that. But what's the difference between why should I get, or anyone get, because they lived with their partner, why should they not be able to have the bridal shower?
I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to have one. I'm just saying
that, like, don't take it. Don't get anything. Just rethink it. So why should I not get the, why do I need a toaster?
But then why do you need gifts then?
What's the difference if they spend the money on the toaster or if they spend the money? Okay, so
it's
the Peloton, if someone's going to buy the, how much is the Peloton,
ridiculous,
by the way?
Chris.
That is ridiculous.
That is fucking,
no, that's ridiculous. I would never.
That's just, like, that's like,
that's,
I don't know.
Can I tell you, I hate registries.
I want, like, you're going to register for, like, a Lazy Boy sofa, which people do, or, like, backyard furniture. For, like, I think it's just getting a little bit out of control.
I think that I would rather someone be like, I give this much money towards this. Let's say they want to give $50 or someone else wants to give $200.
Yeah.
Why should they have to pick a gift that they're not comfortable with when they could be like, okay, I'll just give you money towards this and then you could do whatever the fuck you want with it. Honestly, I would feel, for me, if I sit on people's registry, I'm like, done. That's what I'm putting it towards. I don't care. Now you have you could do what you want with it. It's a gift. It's a gift.
I don't know. Probably I just no think, I don't know. I'm going to stick to it. I think it's a little tacky that you ask for money on a I'm just going to think it's tacky. That's why.
I'm not, well, I don't think that if you do it the Zola way, you're not asking I think for that, cash. You know
what, I think what I'm thinking is, at the end of the day, like, as a human beings, are we just fucking asking for too much? That's, I think, what, I don't know. Listen, I shouldn't talk. Scarlett's going to, her bridal shower is going to be, like, at the Plaza Hotel.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
We're going to register for, like, you know, a house. I don't know.
I better be invited to these things.
Of course you are.
Like, shit, when this kid gets older.
No, but I don't know. I feel like, I just feel like it's just like, it, to me, it's just like, not gluttonous. It's, overindulged. Like, it's just.
I think if you ask for, things like the Peloton and, like, things that are, like, crazy outrageous, like the fucking dog stroller. What was the thing that I saw the other day? And I was like, this is outrageous. Who's asking for these things? Who's asking for a 65-inch television? That's what I'm saying. That is outrageous.
Like an outdoor TV? Like, are you just being, you're just being greedy.
Yes. But for me to say, I have everything I need. We have a honeymoon fund set up. If you'd like to put towards that, that's great.
I don't think there's anything wrong. I feel like the honeymoon fund is different. That's different. Like an excursion, but like for asking for cold heart, like just like, it's just like silly, like a donate. Like it's just to me, I don't know. I'm going to stick to it.
You can stick to it. I'm okay.
You know? Like, do we really need more shit? Like, is wedding culture these days just absolutely fucking insane?
It is insane. No matter which way you cut it, it's fucking insane. Yeah.
Also,
ooh,
there are some couples who will, like, blast you for not shopping on... Ew.
No, I have the hiccups.
Hold your breath long and don't let it go. For 5 hours.
I'm breathing.
Couples that... You know, this goes back to your wedding and, like, wedding gifts. So, like, say you're invited to a bridal shower, you really want to go, but, like, you can't afford anything on this insane registry because you can't afford $90 set of wine glasses that's left there. So, like, if they go off the registry and get something else, like, I've seen, like, photo, picture frames or whatever, couples, they will shit on them for not buying something from their link.
Will.
Which is also insane to me.
That's kind of sad.
Super sad. But it goes back to the, it, like, is this getting out of control? Is it getting out of control these days?
I mean, it's definitely something that I think that I think, how do I want to say that? I think it's become more about the things,
yes,
than about the wedding
itself. The bigger picture. No, the wedding, not the marriage.
Yeah.
Focus on the marriage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But even still, like, the wedding itself, you're entitled to have the wedding. But, like, yes, it's just becoming more about, like, the thing. Like, everyone's like, oh, with the content, everything is about, like, the show. Right.
Like, is it a marketing campaign or do you want memories?
I mean, I'll...
Someone fucking trademark that! Gia!
Copyright it.
Copyright that, you know? I mean, it's true, but, like, we live in that age. That's the age that we live in.
Do you agree with content creators?
Yeah, 100%.
At weddings?
Yes. Because I see it from a different...
What is the difference between a videographer and a content creator?
Here's the thing. So here's... I'll tell you what the difference is.
Okay.
Videographer, filmmakers, whatever you want to call them, brilliant genius. Like, that's... Shit's hard. The editing, that is hard shit. They are there, front row and center, getting, like, the important stuff.
Right.
I've seen firsthand, like, a good content creator. Because, listen, you could have a friend with a fucking iPhone, right? Like,
of course.
I feel like everyone these days thinks they're a content creator, but that's not true. I'm here to say it's not true. Content creation is tough. So I have one friend who's a content creator, Evie, with Contented. I see how she works. The whole point of a content creator is getting the raw, behind-the-scenes moments that when your videographer is, like, taking picture, like, is there... in your mass with you, your husband, your wife, and the priest or the deacon or the celebrant, they are getting that. A good content creator, the phone is on grandma who's, like, clutching at her necklace. Like, you will never get that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay. And, like, yeah, you could say get a second videographer. Yes, that's true. But, like, raw ass moments. Like, yeah. I've seen her get.
I love a good content creator.
Listen,
so
I don't. Say the word about, I really like. Content. I do. If I we got married in 2019, you know damn well if they were content. If they were big,
I wish I had five. I wish I had one.
Yes.
Because there were so many things that took place. I mean, don't get me wrong. Danielle and her were amazing.
Right.
And she got so much.
And I will
stuff.
Never discredit.
Never, ever, ever.
If I have a
there's
couple.
There's no way that the content.
If I have a couple that, like, we're thinking about getting content creator or not. I'm like, why? I'm like, but they're two completely different things. So let me, you know, and I always, like, because I don't, like, we can't discredit that. And I don't want to undermine the videographer.
I also feel like don't cut yourself short with photography and videography, because I feel like those two things are the most important things at your wedding.
And
because that's the stuff that is going to, and the entertainment. But I'm saying, like, the photography and the videography is what's going to, you're going to have that for your entire lifetime.
Yes,
your
forever.
Kids are going to have it. Their kids are going to have it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so important, I feel like, to capture those moments.
No, I know.
I hate when people get mad at, like, photographers and videographers because, listen, I mean, obviously, again, like, there's such a thing as too expensive. Like, I understand that. But there are different people in different budgets. So there's photographers for every budget.
You have a, there's
don't
a fit.
Yeah. Get it. Just don't even, it shouldn't even be a thought. Don't think twice about it. Just do it.
These people are artists.
Artists.
No.
Artists.
I was at a wedding one time. Who was it? Janine Lambert, I want to say. We were at the Pavilion on Sunken Meadow, Lindsay and Adam, yes. And she was, it was during cocktail hour, like the tail end of it. Mm-hmm. And she was sitting there, like, with her laptop open, and she started culling. Have you ever heard of that? It's when you just literally get rid of.
Yeah.
As a human being and as a person, I don't know how they do this. Because I am so,
it's
but
thousands.
They're, and then they take these, and the editing is, like, they're artists. Like, you can't.
It's intense.
It's intense.
A lot.
But same,
and I hate to do it.
With content creators, too, I'm going to say the same thing. Like, there are, I do truly think there's an art to it. I think that these days there's a lot of people like, oh, I could be it because I made a bomb-ass fucking reel. Like, that's not what it's about. You got to know where to be. You know what I mean? And you have to know how to work as a team, and you have to know the industry, and you have to be respectful. But, you know, I've just seen, like, the little things, you know what I mean? Like, the very little stuff. Like, I just think it's, like...
Well, you see way
more
of it.
I do. I see, and, like...
It's so funny because, like, we have, like, two completely different, like, where we are at in the industry.
Yeah.
Because you're out there working with everyone.
Yeah.
Where I see zero people, and I'm just, like, literally just working with the brides.
I know.
And their families.
And their families,
and then, yeah, and then, like, but I see no one. Like, I don't know the vendor.
I know.
I think I saw, What's the girl that does the don't toss bouquet?
Krista, you fucking bitch.
I can't remember her name.
God damn it!
First of all, I'm sorry, Krista. I feel like she was at an event with me and I don't know.
And she loves you.
But I don't. It's not on purpose. I don't see these people.
Well, maybe you should get out more.
And I follow her, but maybe she's not showing her. She's showing her work. So it's different than like, you know what I'm
get
saying?
It.
So like
I get
when
it.
I go out, it's so crazy.
Why don't we do a networking night here one night?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. I'll do it. Because I feel like people probably, do you think that people think I'm a bitchy?
I do.
What?
I'm fucking kidding. I wanted to see your reaction literally. Right?
I broke my buzzer.
This was Gian in the background. No, I don't think they think you're bitchy. They just don't know you. Why don't we do a networking
it's
night?
It's not that I don't know me. I don't go out. Like, I'm not out like
no,
that.
No, I know. But so I feel like a lot of the shop. Like,
oh, I don't. But I'm just not.
You know what you do a lot? I have to tell you. You know what you do a lot?
What?
You know how I touch my hair a lot? You do a lot of putting your glasses on, putting them off.
Because I can see you and then I can't see you. So my mid-range is perfect.
Oh.
So like I can see you perfectly right now. But when I need to look down or look at the camera, I have to put my glasses on.
Oh, that's weird.
That's why I take them on and off.
You have astigmatism?
I have astigmatism.
Okay. Anyway.
My God. I'm sad. See, now I have to put them on because
I saw this thing on people.com.
Let me read my notes.
And I want you to bring it up and show everyone.
Wait, you saw, what was it?
I was like skimming through. A bride sent out loaves of bread as wedding invites, combining creativity with practicality. Brilliant.
What's the, I don't understand.
She had loaves, it was loaves of bread. She
was sent there out an invitation in the loaf? Like I'm confused.
I'm going to show it to you
what
one second.
What do you
second.
Mean? Yeah, please.
I was just like, you know when you're like scrolling? Like mindlessly, and it like came up, and I saw it, and I stopped. I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! What is that?" I have to show it to you.
So wait, okay.
Let me show you. Hold on a second.
Okay, show me.
But I can't see.
Bride leaves guests raving after sending this unique edible wedding invitation. Loaf conquers all. Loaf conquers all.
Wait, let me see. Oh, okay. Show them first, then show me.
Brilliant. Brilliant. It's a fucking loaf of bread, Corinne.
I understand that it's a loaf of bread, Cassidy.
And it's like...
Is there an invitation attached to it?
Jasmine Reyes and Miguel Soto will tie the knot in the Philippines next month. The couple sent hundreds of loaves of bread to their wedding guests as edible invitations. The wedding guests thought the bread invites were amazing and have been raving about the idea and demanding more loaves.
Wait a minute. I have a question.
Shit.
Is it sourdough?
Oh, wait.
Because if it's sourdough, I want to be invited to this wedding.
Hold on. What is with that?
What is with what?
This... Look... It's, that's true crime. It's this beautiful piece of bread, and it looks like with their wedding emblem burnt, like put into it. What is that called? Each loaf of bread has five thick slices. The bread sits inside a small maroon box, wrapped in clear cellophane paper and tied with a white lace bow. And of course, the packaging includes several bread puns. Oh, we love a good bread pun. Bready or not, here we go.
I love that.
Genius. How do we get to their wedding?
I'm just going to sing the Rihanna song. Pretty or not. Oh, wait. That's not Rihanna.
Wait.
Who sings that song?
Lauryn Hill.
Thank you.
Wait.
Listen, you've made many a mistake on this podcast. Shut your face.
What is with this sourdough craze?
Do you not eat sourdough bread?
No.
Why?
I only eat processed Subway bread.
Well,
no, but listen. What is with this whole thing? First of all, it's live. It's like a live culture. And you have to feed it?
You're asking me way too many questions.
I just don't understand. I just don't.
It's supposed to be better for you than white bread.
How is it delicious?
I don't know. It just tastes delicious.
Any kind of bread is delicious.
No.
That's
not true. I don't like all bread.
Make no... What's the phrase?
Top,
what's the phrase
what's
I'm coming
your top
at?
Top three breads.
Hold on. Make no mistake, Corinne.
You needed to ask her what the phrase make no mistake was?
What's my favorite kind of bread? I don't know. Just like any kind of bread. A toast?
No. I need your top three breads. What do you like? Ew.
I don't mind wheat.
Pumpernickel?
Hold on. Rob texted me. I got to see what he wants. I just
Are
get nervous when he texts me. He never texts
me. You're
going to
look up the kind of breads,
me.
Aren't you?
I never. He went to Clifford. Okay, good. I remember from 15. Okay, good. No, I like an Italian. A garlic. Please. Thank you. A garlic bread. An everything bagel.
Is pumpernickel a type of bread?
No.
Because it's white bread.
Are you guys okay?
It's Italian bread that's made into garlic bread, no?
Gianna here schooling Cassidy.
I know,
is garlic bread a type of garlic
no,
bread? I don't know. No, it's a type
it's
of
like,
sheep.
She's saying, like, you make it from Italian bread, basically. But I guess you could. It's
okay.
You can go either way.
Okay.
I can go home and buy yourself. You know what?
No, you go home.
I'm going to. No. You go home. I'm going to buy you a sourdough loaf from the bread shed.
I don't want shit. I don't want a fucking sourdough loaf from the bread shed. Like, spare yourself the money.
You know,
spare yourself the.
Every time I
what's get that, what's that gift, phrase? What's that phrase?
Every time I get her a gift, she shits on it.
No, spare yourself the. No, spare yourself the.
I'm going to spare myself this podcast in a second.
Go fuck yourself. My heart is still racing, just to let you know.
It's like my heart.
No, it's palpitations. I was freaking out. Things. What, my Diet Coke?
No. Your Celsius's.
Oh, I haven't had one today. And oh, you're right. Good.
Maybe
to.
That's why.
Yeah, no, I need to. Maybe that. Maybe my body's purging. I don't know.
I know your body's like.
Going no, my like phone. My heart is racing because we were sitting back there before we were recording and I glanced over at Sam Sadar, seamstress's phone. And there was 113,496 unanswered emails on her Yahoo account.
That would drive me crazy. I don't know how
I, she did that. I was real, like, I'm still, like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Absolutely not. She's like, do you clear your inbox out before you go to bed every night? I'm like,
yes.
Not only do I clear my inbox out, I file my emails into their little subfolders and I close my emails.
Okay.
So it just says cassidy.coordinates@hotmail.com and no subfolders are showing.
Wow.
Like, I put it to bed.
Literally.
Okay? And this bitch is sitting here. She's like, well, what if something's important? What if something's not? I'm like, what?
There's 10,000 no. emails ago. It's not that important. Because if it was, they would have emailed
and me. And then I took her phone and point. I tried to like, they wouldn't go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you need to start over.
Just get a new email address. Just call this one junk StarCraft.
I mean, you just need to get out of here. So it's just like no, trash, jail. If you have over 20, if you have over 100 unread emails on your phone, you're trash. Trash.
And then she looks at me and she goes, how many do you have? And I go, 8.
Borderline trash.
What? 8 and from the day?
Also, if you have a red bubble on your phone, like, if you've had the red notifications on your phone since 2016, like, the notifications. You know when you open up your iPhone and you see, like these things. Like, the notifications.
Oh.
If you have, like, over 10 of them since 2016, are you okay? Are you fucking okay? Is your family okay? Do you have a job? Do you have a GED? Do you have a high school diploma? Are you potty trained?
Stop.
Are you potty trained? Grow up. Delete your notifications and your emails. There's nothing that boils my blood more. And I look at them. I look at them. I'm like, Sam, I'm like, Joanne's Fabric, isn't that closed down? She's getting like coupon. I'm like, get rid of it. Get rid of it, bitch.
She's going to love that you talked about her.
Notification hoarders. Notification hoarders. That's what they're called. You're trash.
Wow. Everyone right now is looking at their phone being like, oh my God, absolutely.
And if you're a client of mine and you have more than 6 notifications on your phone, I'm ripping your contract. I'm lighting your contract on fire.
You're insane.
I don't know, whatever. I know I am. I'm in like a silly mood.
You're like, yeah, you're in rare form.
Do you like when I send you voice notes?
I love them.
All I do.
Yeah, I love them.
And I send it to like very random people too.
I sent you a voice note the other day.
Yeah. Yes, you did. I don't care. I don't even care. That. Like, yeah, you were on the pooper. We always do. That's the best place to send a voice note.
Literally.
No.
And by the way, the acoustics in there is fabulous.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Everything sounds so lovely.
Put Andre Bocelli to shame. Just start singing opera in there.
I really should.
I
love singing in the shower.
You know what? Do you, before you send a voice note, like when you're sending a voice note, do you start the conversation with telling that person what you're doing? I do. I'm like, hey, I'm just about to give Scarlett a shower. So blah, blah, blah. And I'll start it. Or
Did I do that with you?
No, but I do that. Or like, hey, I'm just getting in my car. I just got a coffee, blah, 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 blah. And I'll go off. Like, I'll just go off. So people are probably like, what? See, hey, I just left Uncle Giuseppe's. I had to get popcorn. Like,
I'm fairly certain.
I'm fairly certain. What?
That I do an opposite. I think I you start do. Off running and then I end it with what I was doing prior to the call.
You know what I noticed about your voice notes? Oh, you're God. Always driving and it's always an adventure. I'm like, is she going to be okay? Is she getting a ticket? Is someone going to die? Like, you are always like, what's this guy doing? Come on, man. This guy in front of me. What? And I'm like, what? I'm like, get to the fucking point, bitch. I'm like, what are you saying?
I hate drivers. They're all suck. And this Main Street in Sayville, they're all fucking terrible.
Yeah.
They will cut you off. Like, they don't even look. Yeah.
No, I, yeah. You know when, like, someone.
That's why I'm always doing that when you're on the phone with me.
Maybe. Because it's, like, really bad.
Because I'm like, oh, my God, what is this person? It's not just you. It's everybody.
Everybody, I'm sure.
Yeah, everybody.
Like, I know what you're doing. I know when your blinker's on because I hear a haircut.
I have the loudest blinker.
Strangely loud. It's so loud.
It's so obnoxiously loud. Everybody says it. Yeah. Everyone's like, is that your blinker?
Yeah.
It's like, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, what's
going on? I said, oh, is that a heartbeat?
It literally sounds right? like an ultrasound.
No, but I like, yeah, so I always send voice notes. But like I said, I send them to like very random. Like if I just met you or if you just signed a contract with me and you text me like the day after, hey, confirm it, I will send a voice note. And then I'm like, surprise, it's me. Like, oh my God, they're and I always think to myself, like, do you think I'm crazy? But I will tell you this, at the end of every wedding, mm-hmm. all my couples will come up to me and be like, Cass, all I do is send voice notes now. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, so do my parents and so do my siblings. I'm like, that's right.
But that's what I'm like, why do you not talk text?
Because it reminds me of my dad. And I love my dad, but like when I used to live at home, my dad would get up at 4:30 in the morning, still does. He puts a paper towel around his head for a sweatband because dads, and he'll like do his power walk, and I'll hear he does and I will hear this,
but you're like, because no, dads, I don't know anybody that does that.
No, listen, and this is what I'll hear and like, because everyone's still sleeping, he'll voice note my mom. He'll be like, garbage is going out tomorrow, and I just like I'll be in bed and I'll hear him. I'm like, fuck. So now I can't like, I'm always doing a voice note, and every time I do a voice note at home, I'm like voice noting something. Rob's like, what, and I'm like, I have to stop it. Like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, I'm voice noting.
Yeah.
He's like, I could never tell if you're voice noting someone or talking to me. I'm like, am I talking to you about women's asshole?
Because I talk text it. But that's just yes. because I'm doing something and I'm like, okay. And it's usually like, I don't have my glasses. But then, wait, there's a downside to this. Because when,
no,
I
there's
not,
no downside
when I'm not wearing my...
No downside to voice noting. What? Go ahead.
No, the voice notes are great. Because then I can hear. There's no mistakes. Like, you're saying it the yeah. way it is. But when I yes. talk text, if I just... Yes. talk it and then I send it.
You don't.
And I come out with these outrageous.
Yes, you don't review it.
The Curvy Godfathers?
The Curvy Godfathers.
Yesterday I sent it in the marketing group. And I was like, blah, 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 Curvy Godfathers. It wrote.
The Curvy Godfathers.
And then Gian was like, oh yeah, the Curvy
Are they hot?
We decided that's what we're going to be for Halloween, me and you.
The Curvy Godfathers.
Marlon Brando and Tony Soprano.
Corinne.
What?
We have to.
I know. It's hysterical.
100%.
I like literally love it. Literally.
Marlon Brando back
you gotta
in
put
the
cotton
day.
Balls in your mouth.
I could do a Marlon Brando impersonation.
I could definitely be Tony Soprano.
Wait. Have you seen young Marlon Brando?
Yeah, he was good looking.
They don't make men like
no,
they do.
They don't
back
make
in
men
the day.
Like that anymore.
Even like the guy that
Chivalry
played
is dead, Shiver,
and so is a good haircut.
Does your husband listen to
cut
the
your fucking
you know
hair.
I don't want to talk trash about my husband on the podcast.
Wait, this is a PSA. Chivalry is dead, and they don't make men like they used to.
They do not.
So go get a haircut. No one wants to look at your floppy ass Q-tip head.
I don't want this to be a Bitter Wives podcast. Because I can unload right now. Paul's on my list this morning.
Paul doesn't have a floppy haircut.
No, he doesn't. He has a nice haircut. Paul's good.
What's
guy.
Going on? Tell me.
Does Rob listen to your podcast?
I don't. He'll watch the clips.
He'll watch the clips. Oh,
yeah.
Because you send them to him?
No, because like, yeah, I send and yeah,
I send them to Paul too.
Yeah, they don't like. I feel like they should have notes. Like they should be like, Cass, wow, that was so like what?
Like I want to come home because, and I want him to be like, wow, babe.
Yeah.
You did a great job
I
today.
I do too.
What the hell, man? Why is this too much to ask
I don't
for?
Know.
I ask him all the time, how was your day?
All the time.
What did you do?
I say,
I
Rob.
Worked.
Yeah.
I worked.
Rob, how's
okay,
your day?
Well, tell me.
Insane. Okay.
At least you get insane. I worked. That's it. Right, Gianna? I worked. Yeah. Now Gianna knows because she's getting older. So, yeah. Like, Paul has the worst resting bitch face.
Oh, 100%. I agree.
You, right?
And so does
you
Rob,
never
though.
Know if he's, like, yeah. in a mood or not.
I agree with
so
that.
So, he was, like, walking around the house yesterday, and even Gianna, for the first, she doesn't usually say it to him, and she goes, what's wrong with you? And he was like, nothing. And I'm like, dude, you have the worst RBF I've ever seen, ever.
No, I, yeah.
And this is gonna, I'm gonna come home to divorce papers.
Well, he doesn't watch it, so fuck it.
Oh, right.
So. Yeah. So go fuck yourself, Paul.
Get your and shit you too, Rob.
Ta-da!
And I'm on my period, so he's really on my shit list now.
Oh,
fucking men.
Men. But the thing is, we, like, marry the complete opposites of ourselves.
Me and Paul could literally not be more opposite.
Me and Rob, too.
Rob, too.
No,
when I first Rob, you and Rob.
I was about to say, do I know something? You know, welcome to the next episode of Polyamory. Wait, when I started dating Rob, because Rob has he's got a great group of guy friends. They've been friends for like ever. They have like the group chat. Like, they're cute. They're adorable. They're really good guys. I will say something about Rob. Like, Rob and all his friends are just such stand up, good boys, right? And all their wives are great too. But like when we first started dating, where like we going? Went official on Facebook because that was like the thing to do. It was like it was in 2014
in a relationship.
2014.
Change your
so
Facebook
it was
status.
Robert Wilkinson is in a relationship with Cassidy Cameron, and it got like over 300 likes.
Oh my god!
And like people that didn't even know were like, "Oh my god, I love you, Rob!" And like just my friend Steph Martin, who's a hairdresser, and she's just the best. She's like, "I love you so much, you right. too." And all of his friends, Rob showed me with like screenshot, like, who the fuck are you? Because like Rob wouldn't even get a like on Facebook. Like, he just like he because it's not that oh, it's just he's yeah, that kind yeah. of guy. Like, you know that, what yeah. I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and they're like, who is this girl?
Oh my god.
And I said to him when we first started dating, I'm like, I am a guest to a wedding 12 times this year. Can you come to me? Come with them to all of me. He's like, yeah. And his friends also said something like every weekend we would post a picture of like me and him like all dressed up. And his friends would be like, are you kidding? Complete opposite.
You're like, who? They were like, who is this
who
man?
Is this who is this bitch?
Yeah, who is this bitch and who is this guy?
Right.
Now he's going to all these fancy
right.
affairs.
Right, in a suit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sucked into that lifestyle.
There was no Facebook when oh wait, was there Facebook?
No, there was like Craigslist.
Facebook started in 2009, right?
There was MySpace. Not even.
We did have MySpace. That's right, because you had to like put your friends in order.
Yes,
on MySpace.
You had the list on MySpace.
I don't think me and Paul were friends on MySpace. I'm not sure.
I had a
but
song.
But there was a list, and then you could make people very jelly.
And a song, and you had your profile.
And you had those little dolls stickers.
Yes.
You know what?
I would.
Was much simpler when there was MySpace.
Let me tell you something. I would chop off my left tit to see my old MySpace. I would give
it.
Anything.
I just can't think of my password. I don't know what my password would be.
But if you look up MySpace, hold on a second.
Look it up, because at one time I did get into mine, but this was years ago.
Wait, it's still a thing?
You can get it. I think it's still active.
Gianna, you were like not even a thought when that happened, right?
Not even. I believe that, when was,
oh
when,
my God.
When was the...
Is MySpace still a page? Like, can I go to MySpace.com?
Probably.
Probably not, bitch.
I don't know.
No. And it's like, you can't get into it. No.
Maybe that was, I just said it wasn't recently. It was a couple years ago.
Right.
But you were able to get into
yeah.
it. Because I was like, oh my God. And then I'm like, shit, I had all these pictures on there that I don't even know.
I was like smoking cigarettes.
Oh, well, duh. We were all smoking cigarettes. We talked about this. We need to get into those MySpace pages.
Call Tom. Tom, if you're out there, call the Kirby Godmothers.
Yeah. We want to hook up, Tom. Let's make our own, like, page. We could pull
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. We could call it, like, something.
Wait, else. You tried to tell me something the other day. I told you, shut the fuck up. Wait for the podcast. Who's someone?
Oh, Michaela. Okay. So this morning, I'm doom scrolling through
TikTok.
Was
this after your mid-morning nap?
No, I didn't take my mid-morning nap today. Anyway, I was in a mood. I have my period, so I'm moody. I was scrolling through.
Look, I put it under my leg. Okay, go ahead.
Why not a pocket?
No, it's disgusting. Oh, okay. I don't put it in my pocket.
Okay, so I'm scrolling through TikTok and I see Michaela. Everyone knows who Michaela is.
She's the girl that talks like this and puts foundation on.
She's the makeup girl. She's from Boston.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So she gets this box from Louis Vuitton. It's an LV box. Big. Uh-huh. It's probably like this big.
The orange box.
She's like, oh my God. She's like, I didn't order anything from Louis, blah, 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 blah. And I love her. I think she's adorable.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel for like the whole thing with her husband and him coming out of rehab and like there's
what happened to her husband?
Her husband is an addict.
Oh.
So he just came out of rehab and, you know, like much love. Hopefully he stays sober, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, she's like, I didn't order this Louis box. Oh my God, what's in it? And she opens it up and she opens up the dust bag and there's a Louis makeup bag. Like, you know, like the makeup yeah. pouches, like the squarish ones. She pulls it out. It's got like, it's pretty. It's got like the brown with the.
Yeah, the monogram.
Monogram. And then it has like pink. It's all yeah. trimmed in like this fuchsia hot pink color.
Okay, great. Oh, love that. Great.
So she takes this. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. That's great. This is such a cute gift, blah, blah. Then she opens up the bag and it's filled with like this bedazzled makeup from like Natalie, I can't remember, some makeup artist. Go watch the TikTok. It's like six TikToks in from her top of her page. And I'm like, wow, influencers get so much free shit
for a video.
They obviously and, I'm thinking that they're sending it to her because they want them to her to use their products, which is great. But I'm like, this girl probably has these products already, or she's using this brand, but also too, this girl has so much money now that she can just buy the products. Like, I'm just thinking, and I'm like,
you know what? Didn't we talk about this?
No.
Didn't we talk about like what? Yes, we did, for the Remy Bader thing. Like, why are we putting these influencers on the bed? Like, why?
Well, we talked about that, but we didn't talk about the gifts that they receive and the free shit. The amount, she literally went through her drawers like a couple of weeks ago and I was like, the amount of makeup that this girl,
doesn't it all expire?
I hope she, well, come on now. Do you throw out your makeup all the time?
That little thing that says.
I mean, I use my makeup, so it doesn't probably get, but it takes a while for makeup to
expire. No, it doesn't. So. Like 12, like a year. Like
okay, but who the fuck has makeup for over a year?
Sometimes I do.
Okay, well. You need to wear your makeup more then.
You're right. I only wear makeup on Tuesdays. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so she's opening up like drawers and drawers mm-hmm. and drawers and drawers and drawers. And she's taking all this makeup. Throwing it into black garbage bags. I'm hoping, and I don't know, so can't quote me. I'm hoping that she donated it. But I'm thinking that it may have gone to trash also. I really don't know. But my thing is here, like my thought process is like, holy crap.
This is all why people are registering stuff. For $500 toasters on their wedding registry because it's too much. At the end of the day, are people just getting, is it just too much?
Yeah. Like,
And isn't the whole point of sending.
Take that shit and give it to people.
Isn't the whole point of sending influencer stuff is that they can, you make a branding deal with them and you post in like, oh my God, I want to go buy that. What person scrolling through TikTok is, I can afford the Louis Vuitton hot pink encrusted makeup bag. Well, let me go get that now.
Get onto Chinese TikToks.
Do you see this right now?
I don't know what's happening upstairs.
I don't hate it though. Anyway, I don't know. I think it's just silly. It's silly. It's just too much. Again,
TikTok
too much.
TikTok is a lot, and it's, you know, there's the influencer influence. Let's yeah. say like that is a real thing, and the amount of shit that these people get.
But let me ask you,
crazy.
Have you ever watched one of her videos? I'm like, oh, I'm gonna buy that.
There's been like a couple of things a couple times where I was like, oh, I should try that out. But for the most part, I'll watch the videos and be like, okay. And then I'll think, oh, I should.
What are you getting out of it? What are you being in? Like, what's influencing you about
it? I just want to see what she's doing.
Yeah.
It's not really like, I'm not really so much. I'm not watching Michaela for the products.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, it just depends. Like, that, who's the girl that I watch now that I keep saying, the blonde girl? She's another makeup artist. I watch her on Instagram. God, I can't remember her name all of a sudden.
Is she the mid-sized girl who does, like, True Story and, like, she's posting a lot of, like, mid-sized body positivity posts?
She'll be like, stop doing that. It's annoying me. And then she'll, like, show you. She's cute, though.
Yeah.
She's curvy.
I don't know. You have to send me a picture of her.
I'll show you. Oh my God. All of a sudden, I'm drawing like a complete blank. I'll have to plug her
yeah.
thing in. She is really adorable, and she gives like good makeup tips.
Yeah. Okay.
But well, good for honestly, you. I've been doing my makeup for a long time. Yeah. So, you know, like you pick up like things here right. and there, but you have to do like, you know, evolve. I'm a big like evolve with the time.
Yes. I never used to contour, and I cannot imagine my life without contouring. I looked like Humpty Dumpty without contour. I only used to do like foundation with my hands and then maybe a blush mm-hmm. but now it's like a whole, like I have my highlighter, I have every, you know what I mean, I don't conceal though, I don't use a concealer.
Speaking of TikTok, before we run out of time, did you see the TikTok with the girl complaining about her dress and the skirt?
I did.
I don't even want to show it on here.
You should show it.
Okay. Should I show it?
Yeah, I want to say one thing.
Okay, say one thing.
No, I want to say two things.
Say two things, because we have a couple times.
Number what?
We have a couple minutes.
Number one.
Yes.
I'm not saying she's not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a fuck up there.
Yes.
Number two.
Okay.
You don't have to be a cunt about it. And beep that word out. Okay. Like, you don't have, like, the way she went about it, literally, my hair stood up. Like, you're taking, like, this is the.
Go ahead.
Like, you have to, like, you'll show the TikTok. Mm-hmm. The way that, like, you're, her face and, like, holding the, it's just like, yeah. You want to, like, well, jump on. In Let's... the screen and. It's just so, to me, like, immediate ick, number one. Number two, vendors already are on high alert. Like, even if, like, because people are so quick to take to social media and bash their small. And bash their business. And, like, we feed our families with this money. And, it's just, there's another way to go about it. And making a TikTok and thinking that you could, because of your, yes, it sucks. It's awful. It's terrible. But at the end of the day, there's just so much, I don't know, you know?
So when I, my initial reaction was very much like yours. Like, my stomach actually turned when I first
her
watched
face,
it.
Face, man. It's just like.
I was like, oh my God. Like, and at first I'm going to be honest. I thought it was a joke. I thought she was acting.
Right.
I didn't think it was real. I thought it was a fake video. Like, you know, like those fake videos that are like, watch me spray paint my wedding dress.
Yes. I thought it was like that. Like, yeah. Yes, or just like satire. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was satire. Right. But then I was like, oh. She's really saying the name of a bridal boutique on there. Holy crap.
Third thing.
Yes.
Girls, boys, when you go out and you try your dresses on before you leave, try every single piece on before you leave the bridal boutique. You are big on that. You are not allowed to leave this store before you sign off that you picked it up. You were going to put it on. And if that was your boutique, you would have made them put it. It would have been caught. It would have been caught.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in a rush. I have to go. I don't give a fuck. Go in here and take your clothes off and put your dress on.
Yeah, you can't leave my store without trying your dress on. I've had people come in and actually insist. They're like, I don't have the time. I was like, well, then you need to sign this separate paper that says that if anything is wrong with the dress, you are not, we are not held responsible.
100%.
Because anything can happen when you walk out that door.
We are only human. Your wedding vendors, your vendors, the people that you go and buy something from a small business or an Etsy shop or any kind of store, they are human beings and they make mistakes. Like, you make mistakes, like your siblings make mistakes, like your parents make mistakes. Mm-hmm. Everyone makes a mistake.
Yeah.
You're going to go on a platform and rip someone apart. The way you went about it is horrendous. If she had a wedding coordinator, that shit would have been sewed on, number one, and then cut off. And I would have called on site. I would have called on site. I would have called the seamstress on site and be like, what can you, you got to get, you know what I mean?
Listen, I feel terrible for the girl. That's horrible. Like, you're getting to your venue. I also, though, I have to say, and I don't know if I'm going to get shit for this, I question a little bit. Because where she was.
Go ahead.
Why?
Because it's fun scare.
I question where she was pinning the skirt.
Terrible. Horrendous.
Because it was like 3.5 inches lower where the skirt would go.
100%.
So now in my head, my immediate reaction was, are there loops higher and you miss them?
I will tell you.
Because I was like, why is she pinning it to her butt? Right.
When some brides have had overskirts like that, they use the little hook,
so tiny.
And what I tell you, it is the little, it doesn't even look like, to the fact where it doesn't even look like anything. It doesn't look like anything, correct?
I've seen they don't use hooks. And I feel like
they use the wire.
I've seen them with thread.
Mm.
So I'm like, it might not
have been. You know, and that's the other thing. Like, I'm so curious because that's a big fuck up to me.
They probably weren't there. We're just playing devil's advocate.
I don't know. Were they there? You don't know, though. Because I've seen stuff where it's like, whoa, I think that's it. It is crazy.
I'm not going to lie. I did zoom in a couple times.
But also, but Chris, some of that shit.
I saw something and I was like, listen,
you can't see that shit with a naked eye either. Like, that's like stuff that you have to, like, like you got to put it on. Like it's crazy. Yeah. But
are you looking into the microphone?
No, but like I know what they're talking. It's like this little piece of thread. Yeah, but anyway, teeny tiny. She was just like, honestly, number that's not like, and then also, where was your bridal attendant? Because you're going to put safety pins on it? That looked terrible. You're an idiot.
Well, you listen, you do what you got to do. I've seen Nixon. Brides have safety pins their bustle. Like, I always tell people.
Your bustle will always break.
I tell them all that. But you need to have safety pins, God forbid. And honestly, whatever. Yeah. They did the best they could, and I commend them for that. At least they weren't like, fuck the skirt, leave it back. They were pinning it to her, so fine. But I also feel like, yeah, you have to try on your shit before you leave.
You have to try on your
like,
stuff.
It's not solely her responsibility, but listen, they fucked up, obviously, because if they didn't.
We don't know if they fucked up.
We don't know, obviously, but I'm saying it's kind of like.
It's both their faults. Well, we don't know for a fact that imagine if they put a TikTok up and they were there.
Oh my God.
But okay, that's okay. But then, but yeah, that's number one. Number two.
We don't videotape the dresses.
It's also completely her fault too, because like you need to try your stuff on. You have such a big accessory like that as an overskirt. That's huge.
Yeah, like why didn't you
have to try it on before you leave?
Yeah.
So you know what? Hope you had a great day. Thank you. God bless your marriage.
Sorry.
Thick and tired.
Wait, I have something else to say about that.
Thick and tired. I'm just kidding. I wanted to see your face. Go ahead.
That's sad. I was going to say what you said before. At the end of the day, it was her wedding, and that sucks. But you're going to go home to a job. You could literally have just... someone could have lost their job because of that.
Someone could have lost... Yeah, that, like...
And they... That place doesn't really have the greatest reviews to begin with. I'm actually going to bleep out the name of the company because I don't want to give anyone like whatever, but you can find the video on YouTube.
It's everywhere.
On TikTok. But like you're going to go home and you're still going to work. Like by you doing it and handling it in that way, like I understand that you're going to get a refund and the store is probably going to refund you, but like they're also could fire the person that did it. And it's not like, it's is like, that worth someone losing their job offer? In this economy, I gotta tell you, I wouldn't be able to walk around with that shit on my brain.
But also, was it
knowing that I got someone fired?
No.
It's bad enough that I have to fire people here.
And also, was it malicious? No, I get it. Listen, at the end of the day, I get it. But like, you gotta like.
She's walking around like a mummy.
I've never seen you so quiet and stoic before in my life.
Stoic?
All right. Just
walk past and wave.
Yeah, just fucking go.
Do you have a thick and tired today?
All right, thick and tired, ho. You go first.
Okay, so my thick is that we just posted the first dream dress project.
That was my thick, you fucking whore.
I'm so sorry for taking it from you. Not. So, mine's long.
It's the same.
Yours is, like, thicker.
It's the same.
Mine's longer.
I would go for option number one.
Really? I would go for option number two.
You're trash. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, never mind.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we're getting off the subject.
It's a different podcast.
Okay, so.
This is a late night podcast.
We do put no kids allowed. Okay, yeah, so we just posted the YouTube video.
Amazing.
The first dream dress project, which Stephanie. Was Stephanie, came with her mom, Fedra.
Fedra.
Love. And amazing. And it's.
Perfect.
I literally love how well it's doing on YouTube.
Is it doing good?
It's doing well. I'm excited to post the rest.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's such like a feel good thing. Like it's
perfect.
I'm so sick of everyone's fucking bullshit.
I'm sick of like girls like, making TikToks about their overskirt. Yeah.
Face with stupid stupid shit like this.
Yes. Like we need
I
good.
I want to see feel good stuff.
We want feel good stuff. You're getting a free wedding dress.
I want to see other women fixing people's crowns, not knocking them off.
That's so Instagram quote so Instagram. Post. Beautiful though. Absolutely beautiful.
You knocked my crown off there. That was rude.
No, I love it. I'm gonna pick it right back up and put it right back on there.
Thank you.
I'm with you. That was my thick too. It's just
okay. And my tired. I'm breaking out.
I was gonna say something about that.
Were you really?
Well, you said something before about it, and I didn't notice until you pointed it
so
out.
So, I have my period, though, so that's, like,
there
normal.
You go.
But I literally have a pimple on the tip of my nose.
Yeah.
And I broke out, like, here, and I don't...
I have that, too, Corinne. I am, too.
I don't know what's going on.
But my skin is so oily lately, though.
So, you know, you called me midlife the other day, and I didn't like it.
Was that on your mind? Did that bother you?
Yeah. You said
I said you have a midlife crisis.
Let me correct myself. You said that's a middle-aged woman type thing to do. And I was like, wait, am I middle-aged?
I'm middle-aged too.
But that's That's fucking sad. I'm very depressed.
Were you like mad at me for that? Did you think about it at night?
But it like made me think, like as I was editing the podcast, I was like, I'm middle aged.
Me too. I am too.
That's disgusting.
Trash. Both of us. At least we don't have 913,496 fucking emails I've read on our phones.
I have two now because I deleted the other ones.
No, yeah, we're middle aged, man.
Wow.
That's crazy. It was just yesterday. I was underage drinking at Pine Park with my friends.
I was like, what?
Smoking Parliament lights. And now we're. Now I'm like planning Scarlett's
buzzers and yeah. Fucking bitching about.
And talking about how my Botox settled into my forehead. TikTok. Literally.
Irrelevant. Irrelevant shit. We need to do something exciting, but we are doing something exciting. The Dream Dress
Project. So great. It's good. It's also another chance for us to like give back and.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I hope it blows up because I want.
Go watch it.
Yeah, go watch it. It's just, it's good. It's not like your typical doom scrolling.
No, it's not.
Depressing stories, depressing stuff. Like, listen, the stories that are coming out are, it makes you think, but then it's good. It's like evolves into like happiness and like, you know.
Yeah. You can hear about like what these girls go through and like why we felt like they were deserving brides for this.
Yeah.
And we had so many submissions that it was just like amazing to like go through them.
Yeah.
And like pick out girls that we felt really
And we're still taking more because we have.
Oh my God. Yeah, definitely. If you know people.
Please. Please.
Send them to us.
Yes.
We want to give all the dresses away.
Yes. Take them all.
We need to make room for new ones.
We have so many dresses. More.
We have so many dresses. I'm running out of space.
Let's do our next podcast in our wedding dress.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
It's hot.
Well, it's freezing here, so it's fine. Anyway, until next time.
See you next Tuesday.
I was about to flip them off.
Don't do that.
Bye.